That's not drinking water you've been lapping up, boy. Well, now. I began to understand why folk at the festival party had said such strange things to me. My father, unemployed and desperate to keep his family from destitution, had taken up the offer of a rather unsavoury job several miles from home. Several thousand miles from home, as it turned out. On his return from Jamaica, he brought with him a box of what appeared to be dried and desiccated dandelion heads. And without hesitation, my mother added some of them to the dough of her popular harvest bat bake. "Did Ted Croker tell you he was your father?" she said. "Yes," I replied. "And did Gladwyn Howard tell you she'd had an affair with your father?" "Yes," I replied again. Though given that I was only 7 years old, I had no idea what an affair was. "Well," she said, "there are certain things that can cause folk to say more than they wish they had, Eric. What I can tell you is that Ted Croker isn't your father and Gladwyn Howard isn't your mother." At a harvest celebration many years later, Minnie Maud Spencer, who herself was somewhat overly replete with a stomach full of green grain candor-inducing cakes, suddenly announced Croker couldn't father a rubber grommet. And as for Gladwyn, well, she's so stuck up that the only thing she's likely to have given birth to are the gnomes in her front garden. "Well, I'll tell you this, Eric," spraying me with her spittle in the process, "your mother isn't your mother, and your father isn't your father neither." And when I told my mother what she said, I got the most curious reply. "No one will ever know who your mother is, Eric," she said. And to this day, I've never been quite sure who my parents are.